One thing I do on this program is I try to be honest with everybody, and I have to be honest right now. I broke a promise, Rod. I told you that I would head out to Blue Star Meats, and if you don't even remember this, I'm doing myself a disservice by reminding you, but I told you I would be out to the store, and I would be buying some meat from you this week, and especially the roast, I believe it was, that we were talking about that I needed to try, and I didn't do it. So this is kind of an over-the-air confession. I apologize, Rod.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I was sitting here waiting for you all week.
Yeah, you didn't even lock up for me, did you? You were sitting there 24 hours waiting. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I know things get hectic. That's why I haven't been able to make it to the studio in a few weeks, and hopefully we'll start to be able to make it down there. But
yeah, I understand. So, well, you know, then we can just call it even then. Since you haven't come into the studio and I haven't made it down there, we'll just call it even.
Sure.
That works for me.
That's fine.
Yeah, that works. What do we got new this week? Anything that you're working on? Or I know you got the fresh meat counter, but what's going on at Blue Star?
Yeah, we got whole chickens this week, kind of, or the next couple days featured. They're a whole chicken. They're about a 3-pound bird, which makes them a really nice bird to work with for roasting. I love them on the grill or, of course, the Grilla smoker.
Yeah.
That's where I like them best. But, and then, of course, the fresh meat counter. We're working on that this morning. It's going to be the chuck fillets and New York strips and some ribeyes and some good stuff in there for this weekend.
How do you cook a 3-pound whole bird on a grill? I mean, do you have to just continuously be turning it? Because that seems like to get the center of the chicken cooked, it would take a while, wouldn't it?
It's, you need some training.
Okay. Yeah, I clearly do. I'm showing
you. You would have to indirect cook it. Like a gas grill, I'm not very familiar with how to do it like on a gas grill. But a charcoal grill or a smoker, like the Grilla that we sell here,
mm-hmm.
You normally stand them up. Which a lot of people would call them a beer can chicken, but you don't have to use beer, of course.
Sure.
But just stand them up and put a nice rub on them and let them go low and slow.
Awesome. Now, do you guys, I know you have, like, for instance, on your ribs, you create a dry rub. Do you sell the rub at the store, or is that something that's just kind of your trademark that you keep secret?
I have the rub. I have not packaged it yet. I have on occasion, people ask for it, I'll throw a little bit in a bag.
Okay.
It is a really good rub, and that reminds me, we're still doing the Friday ribs. Hopefully the weather holds off today, sure, so I can get a load going. If the weather does not cooperate, unfortunately I can't smoke ribs outdoors, but
right.
That's been going well. And I do have them packaged in the store, too, that you can reheat at home. That works out really well, and we can give you instructions on that as well.
So this is, I think if I remember, it was after 4 o'clock you can show up and get the ribs. When are you going to start cooking?
Yeah, we'll start about 10:30.
Okay.
And so far it's sprinkling a little bit here now, but we'll see what happens in the next couple hours and have to make a decision. So,
well, let's see your Blue Star rib forecast. You know, it's not looking that good, Rob. We got rain until 3 o'clock, they're saying, but I don't know how hard. I mean, if it's just sprinkling, you might be able to cook.
Yeah, if it's like this, I'll still fire it up. But
okay,
and we got some exciting stuff this weekend too for the Fen Valley Wine Festival.
Oh yeah, what do you got going on there?
Food out there. We got a great menu gonna be. We'll be serving out there, and we'll be doing pizzas on the Grilla smokers, and we're doing a beef dish and a pork dish with some really nice salads and stuff. So if you're looking for a nice event to listen to some live entertainment and stuff, should come on out there.
And pair it up with some food. That sounds fantastic. Smoked pizza. That's kind of cool. What kind of flavor does that create?
A great one. If people were at my grand opening back in last October for the new building, we did some smoked pizzas on the Grilla. It just takes on they're not in there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that Grilla will run up to about 450, 500 degrees. So they're only in there for about 8 minutes.
Okay, so it's in and out pretty quickly then.
It takes on just a slight smoky flavor, but not real strong like something that you would smoke for, you know, hours.
Sure, sure. Okay.
And it's just a night. And then these are a little bit fancy pizzas with olive oil and feta, and we're doing an Italian pizza with fresh mozzarella and a couple sprigs of red onion, and so it'll be really nice stuff.
You know, I love and I hate talking to you, Rod, because I wake up at 3 in the morning. This is my lunchtime, okay? And it's not fair. Not fair at all.
Well, we were making the sauces yesterday, and we had some customers in, and they're like, "How do you work here?" I'm like, "Why?" He goes, "Man, I would be eating constantly." So you kind of get used to it.
Sure.
But, the sauces were sending out quite the aroma yesterday in the shop.
Yeah, so. I can imagine. Rod DeYoung joining us from Blue Star Meats. He's down on the Blue Star Highway. Rod, exactly where are you, and how can people get in contact with you if they want to order stuff or swing on by for the ribs today?
We are at 4040 Blue Star Highway, and we're just a few miles south of Holland and a few miles north of Saugatuck Douglas area. Our phone number is 616-392-4291. And you can find us on the web, bluestarmeat.com or bluestarcatering.com, and also Facebook and email and all kinds of ways to get a hold of us. And a reminder, the bridge is still closed at the airport, yep. So the easiest way is to use 56th or Lincoln Avenue and just come out to 141st and then over to Blue Star. So,
okay, Rod DeYoung joins us this morning. Rod, I appreciate it, and have a good afternoon. Hopefully you can get those ribs going today.
Yep, have a good day, Dan.